Rally organizers say more than 60,000 people turned out. Police estimated 35,000. People carried banners and signs with the initials of more than a dozen unions. From the podium, Ed Ludwig, a first grade teacher from La Crosse, accused Governor Walker of lying about budget cuts enacted a year ago that cut back public dollars for health care and pensions for public workers.
I know that the people that work around me, cooking the food, cleaning and repairing the buildings, riding our fire trucks, providing police protection, tending to our water supply, and making sure our food is safe to eat, have always worked for that form of pay. It was not free. So stop the lie.
But amidst the cheering, union members carrying Recall Walker signs was a lone supporter of the governor carrying a black sign reading, "Support Scott Walker, not union thugs." David Willoughby, a Milwaukee swim instructor and former U.S. Marine, held his sign high as he begged to differ with the pro-union sentiment that surrounded him.
Me personally, I don't think there should be any pensions. No one's paying for my retirement plan. I put into my own. What makes them think that they're special and they should have other people pay for their retirement plan? No.
Willoughby says Governor Walker is a brave reformer, but his opinion was drowned out by everyone else at the rally who cheered the chorus of this song as Sean Michael Dargan sang it from the stage.
He's gone. Wisconsin stands tall. The day Scott Walker is recalled.
Election officials say they will schedule a recall election sometime in June. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.